Spill Left. It's Wendy Snyder, and we have a special guest in studio, Julian Wasser, a world-renowned photojournalist. Started his days, what, is it really true, as a copy boy at the Washington Bureau of Associated Press?
Yes, that's right.
And now you are going to be at the Hilton Asmus Contemporary Gallery, 716 North Wells Street. Friday night is the opening night, and you will be showing your amazing photojournalistic pictures. You are quite a talent, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Covering a lot of old-time Hollywood. I was telling you off the air, it's like what's old is new again. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood came out, and our love for old-time Hollywood is going to be shown in some of these photos. What are some of your iconic photos that you will be featuring in the world of Hollywood?
In the show,
yes.
At Hilton? Well, Steve McQueen,
he
Jack Nicholson,
gorgeous.
Martin Luther King.
And, all right, so there's a picture of Hugh Hefner. What's he doing in that picture?
Hugh Hefner's roller skating with two playmates.
And of another, course he is.
He really had a way with women.
So were you there? You just were there to take the photos?
I was working for him, actually.
You were?
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
He's a very good employer. A nice guy.
Julian, Wendy mentioned Once Upon a Time in America. Your career kind of interweaves with that storyline quite a bit.
With the old time.
You had some contact with Roman Polanski.
Yeah, Roman Polanski hired me to go to the house, the murder house, 3 days after the murder of Sharon Tate, to do Polaroid photographs to get psychic vibration to try to figure out who the murderers were, because to that time, nobody knew who they were. It was an ABC TV crew that actually sort of solved the thing.
That's amazing.
And I went with Roman and photographed him looking through all Sharon's belongings. It was really, I felt like a grave robber.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
But it's an assignment you don't want to turn down. It was certainly
it's
the biggest story in America
at
the time.
Absolutely. No, you've got to do that. You can't turn that down.
Yeah. You've seen the film. You've seen Once Upon a Time in America. What's your impression of that story?
Well, it sort of glossed over all the bad things.
Yeah.
And they made the Spahn Ranch look idyllic and nice, and it actually wasn't. It was a horrible place.
Yeah, yeah. What is your goal when you take a picture, Julian, any picture, what is your goal in that picture?
Well, to put everybody that looks at it in my place, to be right there, to evoke a real feeling of what was happening.
It is difficult to capture, like we just had our headshots taken, and they did a very good job, but it's really hard to capture
someone. We want you to
someone.
Take our headshots,
yes,
is what
we do. No, but it's hard to capture someone's personality in just a staged photo, isn't
make
it?
Make them look good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a miracle worker, right?
Yeah.
That's who you hire.
Right, right. Is it better to take somebody's picture when they're not expecting it?
No, that's
it's
the
not.
Worst.
Really?
God knows what they'll look like.
Explain this to me. So much of your work, your iconic work, is in black and white as opposed to color. Why that choice? And tell me what your thought process is on the difference between a black and white photograph and a color photograph.
Well, first of all, for some reason, collectors and aficionados of photography seem to like black and white better. That's the stuff they buy. For some reason, color is suspect in my eye. I don't know why. It's not realistic to them. But actually, we see in color, so that's what realism is.
Yeah. I've heard people describe, this is with films anyway, with movies, not so much pictures, but a black and white film is more of a dreamlike state. You're looking at it as a dream almost as opposed to a reality. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't.
No, you don't? No.
Because they didn't want to spend money for color film. It's the producer's fault.
Sometimes a black and white photo looks more artsy to me.
Yeah.
It just
yes,
depends.
It does. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't really either. Tell us about you were at the Ambassador Hotel in 1968 and Robert F. Kennedy was there. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, I was at the Ambassador Hotel. Bobby Kennedy was giving his victory speech. And I was on the photo platform in front shooting for time. And then he went back in the kitchen and Sirhan shot him. And I was at that whole death watch. He lived on for about 24 hours and died. It was just chaos.
And see, I don't know how that would make me feel. In a way, it's like, oh, you're so
very
thankful
upsetting.
That
very
you got
upsetting.
The photo.
Chaos, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the guy was everybody's hero. and all of a sudden he's shot down and erased. It's horrible.
Yeah.
That's how fragile life is.
You've shot covers for Time Magazine, Newsweek, People. You've appeared in Vanity Fair, Playboy, Elle, Vogue, GQ. Who are some of your favorite subjects that you've photographed?
Well, the shot I did of Steve McQueen at Paramount on the set of Love with a Proper Stranger, very successful photo. I judge my photos by their success. If people like it, I like it.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine that. The Beatles?
Oh, that was something. Yeah, I shot that in Soho. They did a press conference after they got the OBE from the Queen. They came into town to Soho and they did a press conference. And I was in town at the time, so I shot that. I don't know if that ever ran in Time. I don't know who used that.
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys. I was on the road with them.
Oh, my God.
Nice, nice guys.
Really?
Great guys.
Is there a process, Julian, where you feel like you need to make the subject of your photograph comfortable with you? Is that part of the...
Well, you have to do that if you want to get a picture. I mean, actors, TV and film, they hate stills because it commits them forever. So if you get a bad photographer, they can be crucified.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if you can reassure them, make them think you're on their side and you're glad they're making all that money,
yeah
they're very cooperative.
Yeah.
Is there someone that was very difficult to photograph?
Yeah, Charles Bronson, the worst.
Was he? Why?
Wouldn't let his guard down, maybe.
Because he's a working class guy, and he was not, I guess he hated Time, and he's not going to make my life easy. He did everything he could to mess me up, but I outlasted him. I'm still alive, too.
When you see those pictures that you took of Charles Bronson, even though he's being difficult, are you happy with the way they turned out?
Oh, yeah.
You
right.
are? Good.
All you got to do is get the photo, make the client happy, and you won.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you very critical of your own work
yes,
when you're
I
going
am.
Through
yes.
proofs? I mean,
yes.
now everything's digital. Do you have an iPhone? Do you take pictures on your iPhone? Can you give us tips?
I hate the iPhone. I got a Leica instead, much better than an iPhone.
You have what?
A Leica CL. That's what you want to get. You take real pictures with it. All you need is money to buy it.
All right. Well, you can just give me your hand-me-downs when you get a new one.
Do you think, Julian, to some extent, our appreciation of the art of photography has changed because it's almost become too accessible? Everybody always has their phone out and they're snapping pictures, but not really concerned with the quality. Has that changed things?
Well, they never were concerned with the quality, but it's always this selfie mentality. Look, here I am, and they love that.
Yeah, yeah. It's too bad, isn't it, that there's not more time and effort to put into the photograph?
Well, what's too bad is that no one is reading newspapers or magazines anymore.
Yeah.
That's what's too bad.
Yes.
I love to hold a newspaper.
Yeah, right.
I love
hard
to
copy.
Hold a magazine.
You want to feel it.
Yes. It's so different. I mean, we do see it online because it's quicker.
But I have no retention of online stuff.
Yeah.
Again, I forget it.
Yeah. Frank Zappa. Tell me a Frank Zappa story.
Frank Zappa was going to sue me because one of my pictures of him was used on a school book, and he hated schools. Very nice guy. Too bad he died so young.
Is the mindset different when you're photographing a movie star as opposed to a musician, as opposed to a politician? Is there a different game going on in the room?
A movie star is the top of the heap. You better be careful. They'll throw you out. I've been kicked off many sets.
Have you really?
Yes,
who kicked you off of a set?
Doris Day, Raquel Welch.
Now, Doris Day is known as one of the gentlest, kindest women in show business. What happened between you and Doris Day?
I think she said, I think you have enough. And I said, no, I want a few more. And I was in the men's room when the publicist from the 20th came in and they said, you got to leave the lot immediately.
I like that your squabbles have been with Doris Day and Charles Bronson. That's amazing to me.
Also Raquel Welch.
And Raquel Welch, what
she
happened
told
there?
Bob Hope, get him off the set. And he came up, he was really apologetic. He said, look, it's either you or her, so it's going to be you.
Wow.
John Travolta. Talk to us about John Travolta.
I photographed him on a rehearsal studio in Doheny Drive. When he got that job for Saturday Night Fever, he didn't even know how to dance. And he had Denny Terrio.
Oh, Dance Fever host.
Yeah. Teaching him how to dance.
And you took photos of that.
Yeah, right. It was great.
Julian Wasser is here. He's got a photo exhibit at the Hilton Asmus Contemporary Gallery in Chicago opening September the 6th.
This Friday.
It's called The Way We Were. Incredible photographs. We'll take a break and talk to Julian more next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we are chatting with Julian Wasser. He is a photojournalist. Now, you mentioned some of your subjects, Martin Luther King. What do you remember, and what event did you...
I remember I went to the speech he gave in L.A. I didn't realize how immensely popular the man was. I went to what's called Wrigley Field in L.A. It's where the Angels were. I think they've torn it down since then, but he was there, and there were at least 30,000 people there. It was amazing, and they just worshipped this man. He was really something. I never realized how big he was before that.
All right. The Watts riots, also in L.A.
The Watts riots. That was the last time you could go down to Watts and just cruise around. I think I got a brick through my windshield. I would be in lines of cars and pickups loaded with TV sets and refrigerators or something. I was the only white guy there in this line of looters. But, you know, they wanted the refrigerators and the TV, not me.
Yeah, that's true. So, obviously, some of these things were scary. Some of them were exhilarating. Are there some subjects that you regret not having photographed?
Well,
is there someone you really...
Kennedy's funeral in D.C. I was stuck in L.A. then. And in Dallas when the shooting happened, that would have been something. All these big world events.
Julian, explain this. There's a phrase you hear about certain people in photographs where, let's say, the camera loves dot, dot, dot. Explain that. How does the camera love certain people but not love other people?
Well, some people you just can't get a decent picture of. Others you can't get a bad picture of. It's great.
Isn't that something? That somebody would have that quality.
Certainly, yeah. Great for them and me.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
The photographer at my wedding told me, you know how in the old days people would go, say cheese. He told me to say the word yes, because that kind of like lightened up your eyes. You being an iconic photographer, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm dealing with people you can't tell what to do or say.
Yeah.
You do what they want to do. You're there at their disposal.
What's a good word to say to get a natural smile?
I can't say it on air.
No.
What does it start? Does it start with an S?
Yes, with
yeah.
an S, right.
That's
all
what
right.
my grandmother always said when you take a picture of my grandmother.
Grandmother knew.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you'll have to go see Julian Wasser. He is going to be at the Hilton Asmus Contemporary Gallery. It's 716 North Wells Street right here in Chicago. Opening night is Friday. You will be there, and then this exhibit runs through October.
And it's really worth looking at the pictures. I mean, the food will be good, but look at the pictures. They're better.
Oh, they tell such a story. You mentioned Steve McQueen smoking a smoke. That's right. One of your pictures. Hugh Hefner roller skating with some bikini-clad friends.
Which you'd want Hugh Hefner to be doing. That's what makes sense
That's
for
what
Hugh
makes
Hefner.
Hugh Hefner, right.
When you see these photographs years later, Julian, is it a time machine for you? Do you get yourself
Absolutely.
Back? Yeah.
And actually, the show at the Hilton Gallery is amazing. They've made my pictures look 10 times better. I don't know how they did
how
it.
How did they do that?
Well, they made them real big. Oh. And they're placed right.
Yeah.
I mean, they really did the right thing. I'm glad they did it.
Did you have a say in which photographs were used?
No, they
did not.
Everything. It was their taste.
Interesting.
There are featured portraits of David Bowie in a lovely dress, I understand.
Did you have to convince him, or did he just say, I have an idea?
No, he showed up in that dress.
He did.
That was him, the real him, the genuine Bowie.
Yeah.
Sonny and Cher,
right.
Clowning for the camera. There's some a cool picture of the Beatles, the Jackson 5. Jane Mansfield dancing her butt off at the Whiskey a Go-Go.
Right.
You captured that?
Well, in those days, every time you went to a club or a supermarket, there were superstars. There's not like today where they have shoppers and this and that, and they're never anywhere. They're home hiding or on the lot. They were available then.
Farrah Fawcett checking her makeup on the set of Charlie's Angels. Yes. What was she like? Was she nice to you?
Oh, it was a dream to be in the presence of this beautiful woman.
Would that be one of those people that the camera just adored her?
Absolutely.
She'd fit into that category.
Yeah, she was something.
Yeah. Yep.
Jack Nicholson and Angelica Houston clowning around.
Yes, in his house. That was for a Der Stern in Germany. And that ran as a cover in my alumni magazine. And someone was outraged that she's in a bikini. They thought it was her underpants, but it was actually a bikini she bought in Saint-Tropez, so it's very stylish. You got to forgive her.
And what's the photograph of the nude chest player. Right. I don't know anything about this. Is there someone playing chess in the
Marcel
nude?
Marcel Duchamp, the father of pop art, who in 1911 did Nude Descending a Staircase. He's playing chess with a naked Eve Babbitt. Said everyone in L.A. wanted to see naked, so he's quite happy.
Checkmate.
Right.
And Andy Warhol, what can you tell us about him? You photographed him.
I got a picture of him smiling. That was a first.
All right, that,
unusual.
No wonder you get the iconic photographer, because, I didn't see him smile too
frequently. He wasn't
much
to smile, but you got him.
Look what happened to him.
I know. Good point.
It is such a pleasure to meet you. Really, I just feel more connected and closer to all these events by looking at your picture. You also have a book out that's available on Amazon. What's that called?
The Way We Were.
Perfect. It is such a pleasure to meet you again. You can go to the Hilton Asmus Contemporary Gallery, 716 North Wells. Friday night is the opening night. Julian Wasser will be there, and then that exhibit runs through October. You can also go to his website, Julian Wasser, WASSER.com. It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Yeah, well, I hope you'll be there Friday.
I would love to be there.
Good.
There'll be naked chess, Wendy.
I'll play naked chess.
All right. Now we're talking.
Hey, thank you
Julian
so much.
Looks scared now.
I know.
What
See,
happened?
You asked me off the air if I was going to scare you. I think I did.
Wait until the end.
Are we live?
Yes, we're still going. Yeah. We're going to wrap up, though. Thank you so very much. And tell me that word to say to get a good smile out of my face.
Not yet. We'll do that off the air. Not yet.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here. It's WGN.